The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Mister?
Pardon? What was that?
Your car. If you're leaving it parked, I'll watch it. Kids are devils round here. Give them half a chance, they'll roll skate on your roof. And it's no use knocking at that door.
Why not?
Nobody lives there.
Oh, I understood it had been sold.
He done live there, though.
Who does?
Nobody. Not yet. He's going to let it out.
Ah, you know the owner?
We've met. I do errands for him, at my usual rates. He asked me to look out for anybody who wants lodgings.
You don't happen to have his name and address?
No.
Not even his phone number?
I could ask him. He comes down most days. What's it worth?
Look, here's my phone number, and here's a pound. You call me immediately he shows up, and I'll make that too.
It's a deal.
If you like, you can tell him I'm interested in buying the house, and I'm prepared to offer more than he paid. You got that?
Got it, mister.
Hey, listen here. I'm not puddle-nosed. I've got all my chairs at home. What I'm doing.
Let's cater, you silly woman. Give us that mop and pack yourself off.
Get off! Get out of my road. I had my cleaning to do. I've been tetting on here at this clinic.
Have you reckers like?
I don't say I've been tetting on.
Then once get the ears washed out.
Well, doctor said then. I swear somebody said.
Johnny Potters, that's what Dawn said.
I don't believe you. They'd tell me out that I would. That dog in my footsteps. I can't turn round without that behind me. Everywhere as I go for a job, that pops up.
Look, Doc, this had to drop too much. This all mixed up. I've given up cleaning the Jolly Potters. Given it up so you could have it. Your Dawn's been keeping place warm this last week.
Yeah, pull me over leg. It's got bells on.
If Dawn mentioned clinic, she likely meant you had an appointment to see doctor.
Get off. I know your game. You'd pinch any job going, you would. I'll stick to this mop if you do mind. I can clean Jolly Potters. It's your second home anyway.
Good morning. Now, what seems to be the trouble? Oh, Mrs. Steele, isn't it?
It is, doctor. I'm glad you've turned up, Doctor. This woman here's out of her wits.
Take no notice. It's not herself. She's been at that sherry bottle again.
Sherry? I never touched the stuff. I could have you for slander. My husband would have marked your card. I never had these upsets when he was alive.
Mrs. Steele, just
he never
calm
went
down.
Nowhere where he weren't wanted, did Bob? Not me. He were a sober, industrious chap, my Bob. He didn't have much, but he had manners. And now I feel like I'm dirt. I'm treated like dirt. Well, I've had enough. Stick your job. I'm not stopping here to be treated like dirt.
Mrs. Steele. What on earth have you said to her, Mrs. Cartledge? You really mustn't make remarks to the patients.
It's where she goes on. Woman's not safe to be out. She's a danger to traffic. Somebody ought to tell her.
Maybe. But I hardly think you're qualified.
Well, she comes pestering me. She got it in her head that she's been taken on for cleaning.
Yeah? But it's not even advertised.
Advertised? Well, I should think not. I mean... I've given up a good job at Jolly Potter's in favour of this.
Yes. Well, there is a problem. Look, surgery isn't due to start for 5 minutes. Perhaps we'd better have a little chat, Mrs. Cartledge.
Hi, Mark. It's only me. Got your yard all cleaned up, I see.
Hello, Damien.
Any tenants yet? I've got an auntie that might be interested.
Hey, get off me nice clean floor. What are you doing here, anyhow? Oh, I remember you don't have school dinners, do you?
That's right. I fetched my sarnies. Shall I put the kettle on?
Oh, aye. Make yourself at home. Go on. I'm about ready for a break. Not that I was expecting any visitors.
You're having one any road up.
Having what?
A visitor. There was a fella around earlier on. He wanted to see you about summit. He left his number and asked me to give him a buzz if you showed up.
What was the number?
That'll cost you.
Have you given him a buzz?
I haven't got a buzz. Just a bye.
You'll have a sore lip in a minute.
I rang him not 10 minutes since. He said ask you to wait. He'll be down as quick as he can. That'll be him.
Right, you better make yourself scarce. Can you come round back, please? I've just done my whole floor with polish. It'll mark.
Right.
Go on, shoo.
Not Larly. If it's him, he owes me a quid.
He's probably only selling summat. But if it's, well, trouble of any sort, you'd best skedaddle, OK?
Can I come in?
Yes, but why... Bernard.
Mark.
Hey, you know each other, then?
You could say that.
Well, do I still get me quid?
Hello?
Hello, is that Dawn? Wilf Rushton here from Jolly Potty's.
Wilf? What's up?
What's up? I'm studying in a filthy pub, that's what's up. Where were you this morning?
I was at school. You're lucky catch me having a nip home check on me mum.
Never mind you, mum. I hoped you'd be reliable.
Look, Wilf, I told you my mum was doing your cleaning this morning.
I don't remember.
Bye, yeah. Next time I'll knock it in with a hammer. You always knew I was only temporary, and once my mum was fit, she'd take over.
Oh, defoot up. I think I've been had.
Please, Wilf, give her a chance.
How can I? She hadn't turned up, has she?
Well, she set out this morning. She's not at home, so where is she? Hang on, I can see her now. She's out the back pegging some washing. I'm ever so sorry, Wilf. She must have gone off and forgotten and gone off to the shops or something. Shall I tell her this job's still open if she turns up tomorrow?
You're no bother. I mean, you were a tonic, but your mum... I'm sorry, Doc. I can't away your mum.
Who was that?
Will from Jolly Potter's. Mum, you were supposed to be there doing the cleaning.
I know. I've got it stuck in my mind it were clinic. Are you sure you didn't say clinic?
No, Mum. I said the Jolly Potter's.
Any road, I'm a cut above cleaning. I'll not have folk looking down their noses. And you stay away from that Jolly Potter's, do you?
Mum, this washing's still damp. What are you fetching it in for?
I wasn't fetching it in. I was taking it out. You been drinking or what? You be told. Keep away from Jolly Potter's. A girl your age shouldn't be drinking.
Oh, give me strength.
Oh, admit it, Bernard. You were stringing me along, weren't you? You hadn't done a blind thing about getting this house back for me.
Why do you think I'm here? I hadn't a clue I'd find you.
You must have known it was going to auction.
I didn't, honestly. That sort of detail just doesn't land on the chairman's desk.
Oh, you could have guessed.
Okay, I could have been a bit quicker off the mark.
You had me in your pocket and you wanted to keep me there.
It seemed to be working so well, you living at the flat. Besides, I had to choose my moment.
Well, I chose my own moment.
I had to be discreet. You know my position. I can't afford gossip. If I didn't care, would I be here now? I didn't know you had bought the house. I had the crazy idea I could buy it back, give you the key, and you sort of none the wiser.
That you lied to me?
That's unfair, Mark. You spoke to our Hanley branch manager, I believe. Mrs. Pritchard, highly enamelled, hair sort of hennaed, fancy glasses on a necklace.
That's the lady.
And she was helpful, was she?
She gave me some good advice.
Just advice? Surely you needed more than advice.
Okay, she helped me with the paperwork. She arranged the loan. She lent me the deposit.
All that out of the goodness of her heart?
She'll get the deposit back. I've got my house back.
On what sort of terms?
Terms I can afford. It's all been gone into.
So you'll be leaving the flat then? I wish you weren't. I mean, you mostly have it to yourself. You live rent-free, all found. Well, it can't be that bad.
Who said I was leaving? I'm not leaving.
But you've got your own place now.
I shall rent it out. To pay the mortgage and maybe some spare. You won't mind that, will you? You won't feel exploited. It can hurt feeling exploited. I know, I've had some.
I wouldn't feel exploited.
It could look that way.
I'd like you to stay at the flat, however it might look.
Fine. That's settled then. I'll get on with my cleaning.
Come on, sup up, let's have your glasses. Give me your jobs to go to. Can't be open all day in my state of health. And you're not supping out. This is a boozer, not a domino club.
Hey, Wilf. bird.
What does that want at this time? You should be taking afternoon nap.
I've just come post-haste from Lomore Clinic.
Oh, aye. And where's the next stop? The morgue?
The morgue. I was thinking over. I've left instructions in my will, I have. No interment, no cremation. Just prop me up in Dolly Potter's and give me a perm now and again.
I wonder how you in best rooms, spit and sawdust maybe. They all look like they've left the coffins at home.
Oh, sorry to hear you had some bother this morning.
Oh, it wasn't a bother I had. It were a cleaner I didn't have.
Eh, well, what can you do? I mean, I didn't know they were going to swap round. Daughter one day, mother next. I mean, I never heard that like it.
Ah, well, there's worse things happening at sea.
Man, you could lose your licence, I reckon, yeah, if some nosy packer from Brewery were to pop round and find himself knee-deep in fag packets and betting slips and dog ends and beer puddles.
What's all this in aid of?
Well, I feel a bit guilty, seeing as I recommended them steals.
Yeah, don't remind me, I might sue you.
Any road, I'm here to make amends. I can't leave you in lurch.
That's not proposing again, I hope. I know it's leap year, but me divorce in a throw yet, the host.
That a dry stick. I can't wed thee. I'd lose me pension. But I can clean for thee, seeing as a stock.
Hang on. I thought they'd a job at Lomore Clinic.
Never mind Lomore Clinic.
Hello, pennies dropping. There's had sack, haven't they? That's why there's calling back here all
sanctimonious. That's slander. I've been retired, that's all. As a matter of policy. Dr. Bredman, we're nearly in tears.
Well, there's not taking root here. They walked out not a week ago, and that's final. I wonder happy with your work, anyhow. I shall advertise, and until then, the place will have to stay mucky.
Well, that's no change. It should be called Mucky Duck. And that could do with a wash now and then. If they weren't as bold as a coot that had nits, I would, Will Frustrate.
Get off with you. Anyway, what's biting thee? He's got the pension, hasn't he?
What's biting me? A fortnight ago, I had two jobs. Now I got none.
Well, Bernard, quite a nice surprise, I must say. Sort of like fantasy, isn't it? Waiting for a bus, rain pouring down. Suddenly, this limousine glides to a stop, a hand beckons.
Never take a lift from a stranger. But I'm no stranger, am I, Susan? And this is no coincidence. It's fairly common knowledge that you take a bus home.
Well, not quite. I take a bus to the pub, then I take a taxi home. A few tots after work helps you unwind. Don't you find that, Bernard? Or don't you have to wait for the whistle?
Not really.
You can drop me off at the cherry tree, Clayton Lane. It's a bit out of your way, but seeing as you're playing Sir Galahad... Or have I got that wrong? Would Inspector Morse be nearer the mark?
I did want to speak to you, yes, and office walls do tend to have ears.
Let's cut the crap, then.
Absolutely, let's cut the crap. The coal clough repossession. What the hell are you playing at? Don't get off!
Never mind what I'm playing at. Stop this car, you're drunk!
Not until I've had a few answers.
I helped your little friend, Mark, get his house back. Isn't that what you wanted?
Bloody hell, woman. There are rules. Giving a loan of £28,000, and I've checked, to somebody who's recently defaulted on less than that...
If he meets the payments, who's going to care?
Payments, precisely. What payments have you had on the side? What are you fiddling for yourself out of this?
I have my needs, Bernard. You have yours. You've got what you wanted, I've got what I wanted. Is either of us going to blow the whistle? And if we don't, who will?
I'm the chairman, for heaven's sake. I can't overlook... Oh, go to hell!
Stop this car. I'm getting out.
Get out, then.
I'd leave it if I were you. I could claim I'd done this on your instructions. After all, he's your boyfriend, not mine. All I've got to lose is a job. You've got a family and a reputation. Think about that.
You can say that again.
Today's episode of The Coal Cloughs was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The serial was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coalcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.